Now, the arms deals is important, but people should realize Saudi Arabia is already one of the largest purchasers of arms in the world. And I think it's a magnificent deal. For me, economically, I think the other things that are going to happen is Saudi Arabia is shifting away from oil. In 2012, we had a $38 billion deficit with Saudi Arabia. Last year, we had a $1 billion surplus. So they understand that their purchasing power is dwindling. They've got a lot of money, but they've got to make a transition, not unlike that's happening in the United Arab Emirates, Dubai. And I think they're going to need American expertise, American corporations to be able to do that. They want to become a banking and tourist area. Tourists don't go where bombs are blowing up. By the way, it's unfortunate perhaps that Donald Trump won't get a chance to look at their wall. Have you ever seen the blueprints of their wall? They're building a wall just in case somehow the ISIS army breaks through that impenetrable. Okay, Chapo could not. El Chapo
even
couldn't
Chapo
get. He couldn't get to this bad boy. Over under.
He'll just go under. Yeah.
No. This one you can't go over or under. But the bottom line though is that it is a reset, and it's a military and economic reset that's needed, and I think it's going to have huge ramifications.
You mentioned it.